Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to this week's episode of Mum and Mama, brought to you as always by the wonderful Golding Accountancy. We are golding.com for all your accountancy needs. I hope you're good. The weather's turned, hasn't it? It was, well, if you're listening to this in real time, it was like epic summer, and then the next day it just pissed down, but yeah, never mind. How are you? I am good. I have today, when I'm doing this intro, I've just recorded a podcast with the legend that is Musa Okwonga, and I can't wait for you to hear it. It's such a lovely catch up. If you don't know who he is, Google him. He's legend. He's got his book came out at the beginning of the year, and I'm going to Google the name while I'm talking to you. And he's got another book coming out in September with Ian Wright about football. So I'm going to get him on again to talk about that. But yeah, so that will come out soon. This week has been National Loneliness Week. And single parents are obviously very affected by loneliness. not just this week. But it did make me think, if any of you are going through anything and you want to reach out, I'm always available to chat. I like chatting. That's why I do a podcast. But yeah, I hope that if anyone is suffering with loneliness or finding it hard, if you're a single parent, then please get in touch. This week, my lovely guest was the wonderful Kerry, who does Your Floating Bed, which is a podcast to basically help children sleep. Well, she tells us all about it, how the idea came about, but it's basically all different. I guess they're kind of like guided meditations, really, but for children. So they're like stories that kids can listen to before they go to bed that then lets them sleep peacefully. So if your child has trouble sleeping, then do check out her podcast because it's amazing. I will post links to everything. Musa's book is called Dun dun da. In the end, it was all about love. He has got other books about football and stuff, but yeah, this is a good one. So yes, that was all a bit rambly, wasn't it? I'm all a bit discombobulated. I think it's the weather. It makes you feel a bit funny, doesn't it, when it's all kind of not stormy but muggy. Anyway, enjoy this podcast and I'll see you in a bit.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Work.
Do you know what, Amy? I was just listening to your episode on that young couple who didn't realise they were pregnant.
Yes.
Wow. That was like mind-blowing. Yes. Wow.
Because you hear those stories, don't you? One of my friends, her husband's cousin, she was like, oh, yeah, they just found out that she just had a baby. And we were like, oh, she must have known.
Yeah.
She just didn't want to tell anyone, you know, or something. Because yeah. I just can't believe that you could be pregnant.
I know.
And not know.
I know. Because the way you described your pregnancies was the same as me, in that I found out very early on with both of mine. Because I just felt so ill. Yeah. With autumn, I was very faint. I remember commuting at the time and on the tubes being like, oh, and just knowing something wasn't right with my body.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, I'm pregnant. Yeah. So it does fascinate me and slightly scare me.
And it's amazing, isn't it, that you can be so different. It's the same process.
So different.
But
so different.
One person can literally not have a clue, and then another person could be bedridden for 9 months because
I know, so sick. But that's why, I say that to sort of every friend that is going through a pregnancy, is that almost don't take anyone's advice, because everybody will experience... It's so true, isn't it? Because I don't know if you found this, but maybe I just looked completely incapable of pregnancy, but I feel like I would get advice from every angle. And now I'm sort of like, just ignore it all, because everybody has a completely different experience, just like every baby is so different.
Yeah.
I've only got two, but my two, so different. My pregnancies were so different.
Oh, really?
And they are such...
Are they different sexes, babies. Or are they same
yeah,
sex?
Yeah, boy and a girl. Yeah. So Autumn 7, Lorcan's 3. But really bad nausea with him. With Autumn, I have to say, I had quite a pleasant pregnancy.
Yeah.
I felt very faint and nauseous for maybe the first trimester. And then I felt like I was just blooming. I didn't put on that much weight. I was one of those.
Yeah.
Lorcan, the absolute opposite. Like, honestly, I ballooned with him. I got acne. I was nauseous all the time. Just completely different.
Wow.
Completely different. And then he was a completely different baby.
Yeah.
And that's why I always say that to like friends, that I'm just like, nobody can give you advice because you almost don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's a lottery, because we're all so different. Of course babies are different, and what works for one doesn't work for another, and blah blah blah. But yeah, it's mad. But I found that story.
Yeah. Because I completely believed them. Like, I did. I wasn't sitting there thinking, oh yeah, all right. I was just... But and they were so young as well.
So young, but really mature.
Yes,
that was something that shocked me. They were very sort of together and sort of composed and like, okay,
but
this happened
to us.
They've
had to have been, really, haven't they? You have just got to get on with it, haven't you?
They've had no choice.
Yeah.
But I kind of thought of myself at that age and like how self-involved I was, and just like, no, I'm going out partying and I'm doing, like, wow, as if I could have coped with that
situation.
Could you
imagine the height of your partying and then, like, you wake up one day with a tummy ache, go to the hospital and you've got a baby, and then that's literally the end of,
It's quite a trauma for you to go through, both physically and mentally, isn't it? To suddenly go, and here's a human being. Like,
that you're not prepared for. I mean, really, when I do think about it, actually, I can't believe that they're all right. And they haven't split up. Like, I mean, I don't know about
how
you,
wonderful.
But I hated my partner for the first 9 months because...
Well, it's huge, isn't it? Yeah.
Everything's
the
fault.
The world has changed.
Everything.
Your body's changed. Yeah. Your relationship's changed. Everything's changed. It's massive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Good for them. Good for them to like, to be that young. Yeah, if it was going to happen to anyone, like, good.
Yeah.
Because when you interviewed them, the child was a couple of years old by that point. It wasn't sort of a recent thing.
Yeah, no, I think she's three. I think she's three, and I think eight. Yeah, because it was April Fool's Day, wasn't it? So she it must be like her birthday.
Oh yeah, they mentioned that.
Yeah.
That was really cute. Telling their friends that it was April Fool's Day. Like, yeah, all right. All right. So sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, so she must be three now.
Oh wow! What an adventure!
But yes, yeah. But I should introduce you, shouldn't I? Really?
Sorry, sorry.
No, it's fine.
I just talk too much.
We always chat. It's nice just to chat. Today I'm joined by the very lovely Kerry, who is the creator of the floating bed.
Yeah,
which is just the best idea. So I'm talking to you because your husband,
yeah,
was on my friend's podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
and. He was like, and he said to me, you should talk to his wife about this. And I was like, yeah, brilliant.
Oh, that's so nice.
But, and he does a podcast with my friend Stu about MMA.
Well, I know this is it now. This
does
is like, there's many connections.
Do you like it? Do you like MMA?
It's on all the time. So, for example, yesterday morning, get up and it was on. I don't mind it. I tell you when I did become invested in it was there's like the Ultimate Fighter show, and it's almost like a reality TV show where loads of the fighters are all in a house together. Ooh. And they're on two teams. And I remember Ronda Rousey and I think, someone, Misha Tate. Listen to me with my knowledge. Oh my God. Woo! Hello,
everybody.
She is. But I remember becoming quite invested in that, and they're sort of fighting against each other, and then the two team captains. So, yes, to a certain extent, and I can't help but become invested because Blake is so enthusiastic about it. And it's kind of a gorgeous thing that he's met Stu, because Blake loves MMA, has done for years, would obviously enthuse about it to me, and I would sort of... sleep with my eyes open, like, yeah, that sounds great. And then met Stu and was like, wow, I've met someone who understands me. So I'm so chuffed to bits for them starting this podcast. And they've had some really cool people on already. They've only been doing it for like a month.
Yeah.
And they've had some really cool people on. And then also they get friends on to do like the fight or flight. So people like our friend Emily Head and Laura Checkley, and people that don't know anything about MMA and ask some questions about it and get them to watch a fight. And so it's a really, really fun idea. And he's just having a blast doing it.
Oh,
so yeah,
good.
But it's like MMA is on the TV all the time.
See, I'm just not into any of that stuff at all. But when Stu told me, I was like, that's so lovely that they found each other. Because it is, when you love something so much.
Like these kindred spirits
really
finding each other.
It's like,
it's so
like
true.
When my eldest daughter was wanting to show me her Minecraft world. And I just not be less interested.
No.
But now she's with all these friends that she plays with. And it's lovely because they can all
enjoy
it together.
You found your people. You found your people. You're good. I can't cope with like the knockouts and stuff in MMA. That is a bit much for me. Like there was one he was watching yesterday. And wow, two massive guys, and one of them just caught the other, and I can't bear the camera catching their faces as they're not.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how do they get over that? Like, what damage are they doing? Oh, I don't know. It's a hard watch.
I can appreciate
like
the skill. Like, my 100%. Girls were doing jiu-jitsu before everything.
We want ours to do that
because
too.
It's just self-defense. That's all I want is just if they're,
brilliant.
God forbid, if they're ever in a situation, they can get out of it and get away. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
I just want them to have that confidence.
What a skill. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They hate it and want to give it up, but I'm just like...
Oh, no! That's
kids,
a shame.
They do something for 5 minutes and then they're over it, aren't they? But I'm like, no,
you're doing
it. Because their godfather is a massive MMA
fan. Really?
And he's like, jiu-jitsu is the best one to do.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
Blake's into
whatever.
That too.
But I can appreciate the skill... and effort that goes into it, but I don't like fighting.
No,
I just don't want to watch it because I just don't.
I don't like
it.
I'm completely the same. really like salute them for the skill and for how much training goes into it as well. And oh, have you heard
so
about
fit.
So fit. And then they have to make weight. So they like kind of go in, they have to like cut weight. And it's insane what they have to go through to cut weight by, I mean, God, we were watching a documentary the other day and someone's like sat in this sauna with loads of clothes on and they just, you know, and I'm just like, oh, and it's literally the day before the fight. So that once they've made weight, they then go bananas and kind of like eat loads and rehydrate. It's insane. But I just kind of think, wow, the long term effects of that, that cannot be good for you.
No.
I don't, but yeah, but anyway. Amazing, good for them, but yeah, no thank you. No
you're
thank
good
you.
For watching it. I'll be like, no, I'll bore off. So tell us about the floating bed then.
Yeah, stop talking about MMA. Why are you here? What on earth? Right, well, during lockdown in the summer, my daughter Autumn, who's seven, was struggling to sleep, particularly just to settle at night, which I think was a real common thing. I know that I was struggling too.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I don't have to tell people, like, it was such an insane time. It was so disruptive. It was so unsettling.
How was she? How did she cope? She's the same age as my youngest.
Is she? Yeah, so, seven, yeah.
Did she miss school? Did she kind of understand?
She did miss school. She missed school. She missed friends. We're very close with my family. She really missed seeing them.
Yeah.
It was very disruptive. She's amazing. They both were amazing. But me and Blake worked hard to make sure, and I'm sure you were the same, to, you know, let's set up FaceTime so you're constantly talking to people and lots of activities to distract them from sort of everything that's going on. And also trying to curb conversations we were having about it so that we weren't creating too much anxiety. That's not easy to do because it was everywhere, wasn't it? And you'd have the radio on.
Yeah.
And they're bright kids. And they pick up on stuff. I'm sure yours are the same. Like, they pick up because, of course. And it's like, hold on, why are we suddenly indoors all the time? And but they did deal with it incredibly well. I think it was just the sleep thing because all of a sudden their routine was out the window.
Yeah.
And like I say, it was just that disruption. And, like, I had it myself that I was kind of going to bed at night and your head is just buzzing with thoughts and the uncertainty and where is this going and what's happening. It was frightening. It was really frightening at first as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And particularly so because I work in the theatre industry, which is just like shut down.
Yeah.
And you're sort of surrounded by friends who are really struggling with that. Because I'm just freelance because obviously I've got the kids, but like so many of my friends have been affected by it. So it was just that, I think it's always, isn't it, when you're tired, it's the end of the day, that's suddenly when all of these anxious thoughts come to your head. And so I was noticing Autumn was like that. It's kind of a crazy thing because it was Autumn at first. And then in the November lockdown, it was suddenly Lorcan, my son, was suddenly really feeling it for whatever reason. So anyway, I am someone that does a lot of guided meditations and I try to meditate most days because I am quite an anxious person. I'm an overthinker. I just am really trying to make it part of my routine just to be a calmer person.
Yeah.
So I started to mess around with using really simple exercises that I had learned through doing these guided meditations and create stories for Autumn where we would imagine her bed floating away to wherever she chose for it to go. And it seemed to work. And so, you know, almost like with kids, I did it like once or twice. Yeah. Then it was like I couldn't miss a night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I was like, oh, cool, like, you know, I've got her settled by 7 o'clock or whatever, I've got an evening to myself, it would be like, no, Mum, you need to be in meditation. So I couldn't. So it became like a nightly thing. But I was just so chuffed to bits that it was working.
Yeah.
And then, like we were just saying, I was talking to friends and hearing that their children were having similar struggles. Classmates of hers were having similar struggles. And also it was all over the news how many people were struggling with sleep, particularly with children. Like there was a study that I saw that it was, I think it was the Education Policy Institute and Parentkind and even the Prince's Trust, and they'd all done these studies that was just showing what an effect this was all having on children's mental health. And I just found that so worrying. And even there was another thing I saw on CNN, but that was more recently, but it was, I think her name's Professor Neha Chowdhury, and she'd done this research into how badly affected the pandemic has affected children's sleep, particularly children.
Yeah.
Because of the extra screen time, because of, you know, feeling just a bit lost in all of this. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent as always, but because of all of this, I just thought, why don't I start recording these, which is so out of character for me. Like, I've never done anything like that before. Started recording them and started sharing them via the podcast. Again, never done anything like that in my life, so it's been a bit of a crash course into like, how do you make a podcast? And maybe I entered into it quite naively, but the feedback has just been amazing, and people are enjoying them.
Yeah.
And benefiting from listening to them, and so I've continued, and
yeah,
that's just been such a wonderful thing. Such a wonderful thing. So, yeah, so me going off on a tangent, but yeah, that's how it got started. And now what's been really lovely is that I've been sort of encouraging listeners to get in touch with their own requests for destinations,
yeah,
which has been just so gorgeous. So people have been getting in touch on behalf of their kids, and now with every journey, it will be one of our listeners' requests.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting such... it's honestly, it's just been so lovely. So I did one the other week, and a little girl had asked to go back to the Stone Age. But if I'm honest, it really threw me because I just thought, oh, my God, I don't know anything about the Stone Age. And what I do know is, like, you know, not particularly relaxing.
Yeah.
It's sort of early man running away from like walruses and
yeah,
stuff. So that one was really interesting because I had to research it,
yeah,
and kind of come up with ways of making it more relaxing, which I think I got to in the end. But yeah, it's been really good fun.
How long are they?
Only about 20 minutes,
yeah,
which always feels like a good amount of time,
yeah,
because, yeah, just to sort of have that calming and kind of easing you into sleep.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, there's quite a few there, so if you needed to listen to more than one,
yeah,
especially with my kids, sometimes they'll be like, now do another one if they haven't quite settled. But, but yeah, so, and what's also been really lovely is, yes, they were intended for kids, and my children, like I've said, are 7 and 3. But actually, I've heard from teenagers that use them, which, you know, has absolutely blown my mind because I never sort of intended that. But it is whatever works for you.
Yeah.
And only the other week, I got a message from an adult who had been struggling, having a rough time at work, sadly having panic attacks. And they'd use them. They'd seen me on social media, decided to check them out, and they'd worked for them. And again, like, blew my mind. I was just,
yeah,
to know people are benefiting from something that I've just created with my kids is just, I'm just over the moon. It's more than I could have hoped.
That's
such, yeah,
a lovely thing to do. What's been your favourite destination?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. What have I loved? I've loved, we had a really lovely little girl ask to go to a meadow. Ooh. And that worked perfectly.
Yeah.
And I think the reason I like that one so much is because it did work perfectly, and it's not necessarily something I would have thought of doing had she not requested it. But yeah, as soon as she said it, I was like, yes, that is the most calm place.
Yeah.
Like, of course. But we get really brilliant requests. Like, I've got quite a long list, which I'm chuffed to bits about, and I'm just hope they keep coming. But one little girl or her mum got in touch on behalf of a little one that wanted to go to a bowl of soup. Her mum was like, oh, is that too bizarre? And I was like, no, the more bizarre, the better. So, yeah, that will be one of the ones coming up. So completely brilliant, nutty ideas.
And that
loving
would be
it.
Lovely, because kids do have the best imaginations, don't
the
they?
The best imaginations. Aww. So that's why I'm not going to say no to anything. Yeah. I'm like, absolutely. And it's good challenge for me as well.
So what's your background then? You said you work in theatre.
Yeah, so I worked as I work in theatre production.
Yeah.
I worked for millions of years as a stage manager. And then slowed down when I was trying to have babies, did a bit of theatre PR. And then since having the kids, it's not the easiest job to go back into, as you can imagine, because the hours are very long and it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So I just, and also because my husband's an actor and he's all over the place as well. So our life in general is all over the place.
Yeah.
I've just kind of been freelancing, and I have some really brilliant friends who are company managers at different theatres around London. And when I can go and work, when I'm available, I go and help out stage managing. But I've also been writing recently, so trying to either creating my own stuff or trying to get stuff picked up, which isn't the easiest. And then obviously COVID happened and you're like, oh, okay, great. But yeah, so juggling lots of
things. Is there any word to us when things will be coming back as yet?
In terms of theatre?
Yeah.
Slowly, hopefully. I mean, it's just the uncertainty of knowing what is ahead. But there is, so this summer, particularly the latter part of summer, July, August, lots of places are slowly going to start opening. But then it's, of course, can they afford to open and only have half houses or a third of the house, however it works? It's really hard.
Yeah.
And then also, I think there's been talk about having the, what do they call it? Like the COVID passport. I can't remember what they call them, but you have to prove you've either had your vaccination or had a negative test. I think something that's been talked about. It's just so hard to know how any of this is going to work.
Yeah.
Because I read something about...
that's going to be really hard, isn't it?
Exactly. Because I even read something about pubs are going to be asking you for proof you've had either a negative test or one of these...
negative test in what?
Vaccination
passport. Like, that day?
Well, this is it.
Do you know what I mean? This is
it.
They're going to
be... What are the rules here? Yeah, I don't know.
And people
I'm no
forge
expert on
it,
but
yeah. They? But they'll find a way to get around that.
Exactly. I know, it's such a mad time, isn't it? But yeah, so we'll just see what happens, really.
Have any theatres shut? Because I remember that there was a talk of everything going.
Yeah, terribly. Some smaller theatres, particularly regionally, have really struggled.
Yeah.
What's been amazing has been the Arts Council funding has helped out a lot of theatres.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, sadly, you know, particularly even if theatres can stay open, they've had to get rid of a lot of staff because they might be able to use that pot of money to keep the theatre open, as in like keep their rent paid, but not necessarily be able to hold on to staff you know, even if it is a case of furloughing them. So it's a real struggle. A lot of my friends... I mean, God bless them. So I've got like friends that are now Amazon drivers working in pubs, but now, of course, pubs closed. I've got one lovely friend and I'm chuffed to bits for him. In fact, he helps me with the podcast, but he's managed to get some work. He's a sound technician, so he's managed to get some work with F1, which again is like something I know nothing about. It goes over my head, but
the
F1.
Racing.
Yeah, so he edits the races. Yeah, no,
the races. The fans.
So people are really having to branch out and
diversify. Other...
Well, this is it, isn't it? Because none of us know what is ahead. Like, you know, I'm trying to be super positive and kind of go, you know, like things are opening slowly. Let's hopefully this is it as we're all getting vaccinations. But you just don't know. Just don't know.
So did you always want to go into theatre? Did you want to act, or did you always want to kind of be...
No, yeah, I prefer creating.
Yes,
I know I don't stop talking, but I'm actually quite shy, so... but getting up on stage in front of people is not my bag at all.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'm just... I say it to Blake regularly, like, Blake getting up, like, you know, like, oh, God, when he's done, like, West End shows and stuff, and getting up in front of a massive audience of thousands of people... I don't know. I think I'd pass out.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. It's just not me. It's just not me. But no, I always have been in love with theatre, and I love creating my own stuff. I've always written.
Yeah.
And I think it was probably around that time I was at uni that I started to sort of direct and stage manage stuff. And then I thought, okay, I didn't even really know that was something you could pursue. So that's why I ended up going to drama school, to Lambda, and studying to work in technical theatre create theatre. And then, like I said, I did that for a long old time. And then whilst being at home with the kids and kind of doing these freelancing jobs, I've kind of more and more started like getting into the writing creating. Like, we did a short film and I've put on a few stage plays and stuff. So I've always been into creating, but Blake's the one that performs in our family. God knows what happened with the kids. They're already showing signs of it. And I'm like, oh my God, more acting.
How long have you been married for?
We've only been married... Oh, my God. We've been together a long time. We've been together 12, 13 years. But we only got married... Oh, my God, how rubbish am I? I can't remember. 5 years. 5 years, I think.
Okay, that's long.
I guess it is, yeah. It was something that we were sort of like... I don't know. At first went fussed by, and then... I don't know what happened really, but we ended up having a lovely holiday with a load of mates over in Mauritius and got married there, and it was perfect.
Lovely.
Like, it was such a laugh, like with mates. Typically, Blake, we were supposed to be there for 2 weeks and Blake got a job in the middle of it to fly home. Oh. This is something, Amy, that happens. It's so funny. It happens nearly every time we book a holiday.
But it's good because he's working. Because acting's it's
amazing.
Hard, isn't it?
It's
so if you're working...
It's so hard.
Right.
It's so, so hard. And like people often say, you know, oh, do you think the kids get into it? And it's not something... I would always support them, whatever they want to do. I don't know that I'd overly encourage them to get in because it is so hard.
Yeah.
And it's so hard, I think... maybe what people don't consider as well is it's so hard on like your mental health and your mental well-being.
Yeah.
It is a brutal job and getting rejected all the time and the disappointment. And this year has been so difficult for so many actors we know.
Yeah.
And you really worry about everyone. The latter part of the year has been a bit better because it seems like lots of productions have picked up.
Yeah.
But even so, it's so hard. Like, I've been helping Blake out with auditions and stuff over like Zoom and you know, it's just like, oh man, it's so difficult. Now obviously no one can go into the room and audition, so you're having to like self-tape and setting all that up. There's such pressure on actors.
Yeah.
But there's so many weird things, isn't there, that's come out of this funny year.
Yeah.
madness. Yeah.
So is he mainly theatre or TV?
TV or and film, yeah, mainly. So he's just come back from filming in Kiev, actually. So he's, we're all like quarantining at the moment. He just got tested this morning. Someone comes to the door with a test and he has to like stick it up his nose and
Nice.
But we laugh at him, but yeah. So
is he away a lot?
It's such a weird thing. It's sort of feast or famine with the job, isn't it?
Like,
he is away a fair bit. And that's something that I've always just been used to be honest.
Yep.
I think it's like, if you're going to hook up with an actor, you've got to be ready for that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I even remember sort of quite early on when we first got together, we'd booked a holiday. I think we were going to the States, actually, and he got a job and we had to cancel it. And I was sort of like, okay, this is just how things are going to go.
Yeah.
And it's fine because I'm quite independent. I quite enjoy my own company. So I'm never sort of like, no, you can't go. I just sort of get on with it. And I don't mind, you know, kind of having those times where I am, you know, going to have to be at home with the kids. It's hard work, but I just get on with it, really. And it's just always been part of our life. The funny thing is that it mostly seems to be those last minute jobs. Like, so he's just been over in Kiev and he literally found out about it maybe two or three days before he had to go.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's that kind of thing. We do have that kind of bonkers lifestyle where it is just, it's almost like we get up in the morning and we'll be like, right, what have you got on today? What have I got on today? Because every day is sort of all over the place, you know?
So no wonder. I like that, though. It's quite nice.
I do quite like it. Yeah, I do quite like it.
Yeah.
I do sometimes crave routine, but I suppose the routine comes from the school routine with the kids.
Yeah.
At least you're sort of like, well, I have to be at this place at 8:30 to drop them off and then pick them up and whatever. But it is kind of nuts that way.
I think it's nice. But, like, I think if you know that you've just got to do it on your own and you've got to get on with it, then it's easier. I think it's harder when you're waiting for someone else to do things. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you know if it's just me for a couple of weeks or whatever, then you just get on with it.
Just get on with it, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, because you have to, so
exactly. And then on the other hand, when he's not working, he's there all the time, isn't he?
Yeah.
So then that's quite
this is
nice.
It. Exactly. Because he's, it's not like daddy's got a 9-to-5 job and he's, you know, he is then around and he's with them and he's a very hands-on dad as well. So I'm incredibly lucky in that respect as well. It is that feast or famine thing.
Yeah.
Where it's either lots of work or a little bit. But I think that's probably like a lot of jobs, isn't it? It's just, particularly in the sort of the creative industry. But madness.
So what's the intention with the podcast then? Do you want to carry on going for as long as...
I would really like to.
Yeah.
And that is spurred on by having such positive feedback.
Yes,
and from slowly creating this little community, which is, I think maybe going into it, like I said, I think I was just really sort of naive and like, oh, people need this. Like, our friends are struggling. I'm hearing on the news how much people are struggling. Why don't I give this a go? So to then see it growing and have so many lovely people getting in touch, spurred me on to go, oh, do you know what? I'm going to keep doing this and I'm going to keep making these. And I really enjoy it. And it's really nice having the kids involved because they really enjoy it. Autumn always says like her hello at the beginning stuff. And they really enjoy it.
So do you record them when you're doing them with her at night?
I tried that and... You're probably the same with your kids, but I'll suddenly get, Mom, I'm not, Mom, this is uncomfortable, or, oh, I need a drink now. And you're like, I don't think people are going to appreciate me. They're trying to chill out and you've got like my two jumping out of bed. Oh, I need the toilet again or whatever. So generally I'll make them up as I am putting them to bed, and then sort of record myself on the voice notes.
Yeah.
And then re-record it.
Yes, yeah.
Onto the old GarageBand and then put music to it. But like I say, sometimes like with that Stone Age one, it suddenly isn't something that I can just make up on the spot. I'm like, okay, research and
I'll have to listen to that because I can't really imagine what you would do.
Well, I sort of turn it so that I sort of said to the listeners how it had been a challenge for me, and in every sleep journey, I tried to put in a positive affirmation.
Yes,
For them to take with them. So I made that the affirmation of like rising to the challenge, because that's exactly what I had had to do.
That
it was a challenge
idea.
For me.
Yeah.
So I just try and just try to be honest and go with it that way. But no, it's just been such a gorgeous experience, and I'm just chuffed to bits. People enjoy it. I even had last weekend a guy get in touch because he had a new puppy, a very young puppy, and I have to say I've never had a puppy, so I didn't realize this was a thing, but the puppy wouldn't sleep and he was really struggling. It was almost like having a new baby. The puppy wouldn't sleep and he was really struggling to settle the puppy. And so he put on our podcast and the puppy really enjoyed it and fell asleep listening to the podcast. Honestly, it was just like mind blowing. It's so lovely. So, there we go. So it's for kids, grown-ups and puppies.
Have you found it's really helped lovely. You?
Yeah.
Do you find
a lot? A lot, and it, like I was saying, I think I am someone that really benefits from meditation and from just working on being calm. I think that is always my goal. I am someone that I easily get wound up and anxious.
But
I imagine
your job is a very stressful job. Like, when it's going on, you know, you've got to make sure everything's all right. Like,
but the best way to do but you're absolutely right. Yeah, years of doing that, but also I think just me as a person, and like I have the best parents in the world, but now sort of I'm older, I can look at them and go, oh, you know, you are quite anxious people. Yeah. There are, you know, and there's those things that we all worry about and whatever. But so I think my goal is always to be the best version of myself, and that would be a calm version of myself.
Yes.
And as a parent, I want to be an example to the kids and be calm and be, I mean, it's not easy, is it? Hello, what am I talking about? But, you know, when you're faced with those difficult situations, to be composed.
You're aware of it and you're trying. Yeah. And that's the best anyone can do. Because no one's perfect, are they? But as long as you're aware of it and you're trying,
of course they're not.
You know.
But this is it. So always trying to better yourself and trying to do anything I can to make myself calmer and worry less. And I think I am such a sensitive person, and I've got quite sensitive kids, and sort of like everything upsets me and I carry everything with me. To be honest, even yesterday I was listening to your brilliant episode with, was it Stuart, his name, from Haircuts for Homeless?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh my God, Amy, I found it so moving. So moving. Yeah. But I am that kind of person where I'll listen to that, love it, be moved by it, but then that stays with me for the rest of the evening and it will keep playing things he said and situations he described, and there's a couple anecdotes about people he's worked with.
Yeah.
Just, it's almost like a film in my mind. Yeah. And that's what I need to work on, is that I can't just go, okay, switch off. Like, look, this is a happy story because this guy is doing something positive. I'm just like, oh, those poor people,
have
those poor people, those poor
that's
people.
That's been worse since you've had children.
Yeah.
Because I can't, I've always been, I get very involved in films. I'm very empathetic,
same.
I suppose, but it really affects
me.
But since I've had the kids, I can't watch anything that's upsetting because I just get so upset.
No, same.
What did I watch? Oh, I watched some film the other day. that my friend had recommended to me, and I can't remember what it was because my memory is absolutely shot to pieces. But I messaged him and I was like, look, if you're going to recommend really disturbing, upsetting films, you need to give me a heads up because I need to prepare myself beforehand. And if I'm due on and watch something like that,
don't even go there.
It's just game over. I think I was...
Train wreck.
It's a sin. Have you seen that?
Absolutely loved it. But I know what you're talking about because I cried like a baby from start to finish.
Yes.
It's beautiful. But it's really haunting. That's a really haunting show. It's so perfect. But that stayed with me.
Yeah.
I completely know what you mean about it being different since becoming a parent, because that's a perfect example in that it broke my heart how many of the parents in that story either just abandoned their children because of their sexuality or just had no comprehension of what these men were going through, broke me. Because I think maybe that is what it is, isn't it? Is when you become a parent, you suddenly are putting your children into that situation, and how would I be as a parent and helping them through something like that? But yeah, it's that
can you imagine
really stayed with
disowning
me.
Disowning your child.
Oh, no. Wasn't it in like the first episode within, you know, maybe the first 20 minutes of it, that Rusko's character, he was just completely cast out of his family home, and they were almost doing, it was almost like they thought he had like they were doing like an exorcism, like he had the devil inside him.
Yeah.
Broke me. Just broke me. I'm just like, oh my God, that's your baby.
Yeah.
That's your baby. You're just casting out.
But it is amazing
many families did that.
How things have changed in such a short space of time. I mean, I remember the whole AIDS thing going. I think I was maybe 6 or 8 when it all kind of was kicking off.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing that in our lifetime, it was so awful for people.
I know,
but then
I
suppose in the short amount of time that it has changed so much because
I know,
more people are
so,
you know,
accepting
of everything now, aren't they? And more open.
Yeah. And also I suppose how medicine, the advancements in medicine and how, you know, it is treatable.
Yeah.
But just even those scenes where I can't remember the name. Colin, was it the Welsh character? When he's just sort of like shut away in that room, and his mum.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Honestly, just cried like a baby from sight. It's such a movie.
It's amazing.
Peace, but Russell T. Davies, amazing.
Stuff like that. It's like I can't. I have to prepare.
Stays
myself.
With me. Stays with me.
And the one about the boys in New York that got done, the Central Park boys, that was on last year. I think You Will See Me? Is it called? It's about the Central Park. It was 5 or 6 lads got framed for a sexual assault in Central Park and went to prison. They were children. And it was all the police just framing them because they just wanted to close the case, basically. That I think You Will See Me. I'm sure it's called that. It's a true story. They all went on Oprah after. I've not watched the Oprah one after yet because I've got to build myself up to that. But that's good.
Oh, is it?
I
don't cope well with it. I feel like you said, but since becoming a parent, but also I feel like this year, if I'm honest, this year has made me more emotional. And I don't know, I do have maybe more moments of feeling quite fragile. So to be honest, yes, I watched It's a Sin, but on the most part, it's comedy, anything light.
Yes, 100%.
That's all you're going to find me watching.
I'm exactly the same. And I do I do really like good things, to watch good things that make you feel stuff. But I do just, I have to, on the whole, I just want to have a laugh. And
like I just blasted through Schitt's Creek.
Anything just watched that.
Gorgeous, like The Office and The American Office.
Yes,
and
Thirty
Rock.
Yeah.
Anything like that. That's all I'm interested in. Keep it light.
Funny, isn't it?
Isn't it? We need it. We need it.
Yeah.
I think we do need it, don't we?
Do
we need
it.
To keep it light, because not just the pandemic, but just the news in general, there's so much heavy stuff going on in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it's too much for us all to take. It's a lot for people to take. that we do need to find these ways of keeping it light, whether it be, you know, taking it back to your floating bed, whether it be finding yourself something that works for you that brings you calm, or whether it be just curling up and watching some comedy.
Yeah.
We've got to find that escapism that takes us away from how heavy things have been recently, haven't we? It's 100%. Important. Yeah.
And
yeah.
how are the kids sleeping all right now?
Well, they recently moved into bunk beds, so they're like buzzing like crazy. Oh. They're really excited to have bunk beds. No, they are. We're still doing the sleep journeys. I'm sort of held to that now. I have to, like, they sort of demand.
That's a lovely
them.
Thing, though, because that's time it with is them before they go to sleep. Before you
it really
know
is
it,
a
be
lovely
teenagers.
Thing. Well, that's it. That's so true, well, Amy,
that's
isn't
a nice
it?
Thing.
That is the thing. And I often remind myself of that, because you know what it's like. You're juggling a million things and you think, right, I'll get them to bed by 8 and then I've got to do X, Y, and Z, or maybe I just want an evening to myself. But you're so right, because they are only little for what feels like 5 minutes. So for me to go, do you know what? No, let me prioritise spending some time with them and making up these stories with them or whatever it might be is so important, because... you know, it won't be long until they don't want anything to do with me because they're like moody teenagers or whatever. But
whatever,
yeah,
Mum. So... One word of advice when making the bunk beds: watch your head.
Already done it. Yeah, already.
Every
smacked.
Fucking time I change their beds, I whack my head.
Yeah,
on, it is one of my bane of my life. My bunk
but it's
beds.
Also like working out how to. Balance on the top, the bottom bunk, so that you can make the bed on the top bunk. Like, I was changing their bedding last night. And I was like, how am I doing this? Yeah. Am I balancing?
It's the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah. So slight regret already.
So, where can people find? So, obviously, you've got the podcast, social media.
On the social medias, we're on, I mostly do Instagram, but I am on Facebook and Twitter as well. And the podcasts are available on wherever you get your podcasts. They're on all platforms. So
well,
just
I'll share
growing.
Links to everything. And if people have
so
got
lovely.
Their own
Thank
journey,
you.
Then
yeah,
I can just pop you a message.
Yeah. Yeah, do. That would be really cool.
Oh, lovely. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Amy.
And I'll talk to you soon. All right, take care.
Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, so that was lovely. Kerry's lovely. Check out her podcast and get in touch. If you have an idea, then get in touch with her. I mean, I do think she's got a few to get through, but she'll get there eventually. I'll post a link to her Instagram page so you can check that out. What else? I don't think I've got anything exciting to tell you. Please get in touch. If you have a story you'd like to share, let me know. If you know of anyone that you'd like to hear on the podcast, please let me know so I can get in touch with them and ask. Subscribe so you get it every week. Share it. Sharing's caring. Most importantly, people, stay safe and sane. Everyone's feeling a bit deflated, aren't they? Because we were meant to be having some freedom tomorrow, but that's not happening now. For the greater good, but we've got to wait another 4 weeks. But my heart goes out to all the people that work in hospitality. As someone who does work in the music industry, it's a killer. So, hopefully things will improve, though, and things will get better, and everything will get back to normal soon. Keep everything crossed. But yeah, big love to you all. And I will see you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.